from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, on January the 2nd, 2021, the first webcast of the year 2021. Thank you for coming to my website. Eric Reed in the background. And there's no other appropriate music that I could start off playing than to thank God for bringing me through 2020. Yes, I'm still living on the cutting edge of things. As a matter of fact, received the $600 stimulus check today, and that made me a little happy. It's wonderful living in this country, and it's going to be a more wonderful thing to continue to live here and see how we manage ourselves. But I'm having such a good time here, just anticipating how I'm going to spend this next hour or so with you. And I thought that I'd start off with a little Grover Washington. Not yet. I like that. Not yet. From a great album by Grover. Let's listen to Not Yet, and then I'll be back to talk more with you. Come on, blow! I love it. Come on, man. Cheer me up. Thank you. That's Grover Washington Jr. playing a real nice number from an album called The Secret. He said, not yet, not yet. Here it is, 2021, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, from the United States of America on God's good, great planet Earth. Welcome to the first webcast of the year in 2021. This is PJ, your internet pastor, and I'm going to start off the year with what I do the best, and that's share with you good tidings from the Word of God. And you know what? That was some lively music because we need to be happy, even in the middle of a pandemic. You guys still hunkering in and staying home and doing what you're supposed to do? Why, sure you are. That's why you feel so good in your soul. And God readily forgave David when he repented and confessed his sin. And in 2021, God wants to do the same thing in us. In Psalms chapter 32, verse 5, it says, then I acknowledge my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Now, I see so many things in this verse, but the main thing that I see is that what David did is he confessed his transgressions, his wrongness, what he knew was wrong in his life, to God, not to man. You don't go to a priest, you don't go to a preacher, you don't go to a prophet, a prophetess, you don't go to a religious group or anything like that. Let's look over the verses again very carefully. I acknowledge my sin to you. This is David talking to God, not David talking to somebody else, not David talking with Bathsheba, so to say. Now look at what else he says. And did not cover up my iniquity, meaning that when you go to the divine Lord of the universe, don't try to cover up nothing, because he made everything in the universe copacetic and static copal, if you get my drift. And so lying and laughing in his face won't do it for you. And then look what he says. He says, I will confess my transgression to the Lord. And what was going to be the result? And you forgave me the guilt of my sin. In other words, the psalmist says, I don't even feel the guilt anymore. Thank you, David. Starting off the new year right, confessing. Don't mess with nobody. Don't mess up nobody's stuff. Let's continue with some Grover Washington here. He had another album, man, and I got him here. That's why I'm loving this. And you know what? It's a beautiful day in Los Angeles today. And guess what? Came in the mail to me, my stimulus check. Man, the government on the second day, they sent a stimulus check to me. And you know what? I can buy a little bit more potatoes and stuff like that when I go to the grocery store. Excuse me, I belch. Coffee. I'm excited about the new year. John, here it is, 2021, and you're still rude. Sure I am. Why not? Now, from an album called Reed Seed, okay, by Grover Washington Jr., gonna listen to a number called what? Do That. D-O-D-A-T. Do That, Grover. Grover gonna play for us right now, and I'll be back after he starts playing. Grover Washington Jr., Do That. Do that. That's from the album. That's Grover Washington Jr. Doo-dah. Yeah. You're listening to PJ, your internet pastor, here on this New Year's, the first webcast of the year. I don't make New Year's resolutions. You know me. I've never made those. When I was pastoring behind the pulpit, never told people about keeping New Year's resolutions because you can't. But I did make the Lord a promise this year. And I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to judge anybody's actions by anybody's standards, but the one standard alone. The one way that each of us comes to our God and loves our God. Now, I don't mean in a crazy way, in a distorted way of killing human beings and doing things like that and say, well, that's what our religion teaches. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about honoring God. From an album called Paradise by Grover Washington Jr. I love his work. The title track is called Paradise. And what is paradise? You know, we think of paradise as anybody here ask me where I'm going, where am I going soon? Well, yeah, but if you're from another culture, if you're from another place, their paradise looks very different from the paradise that some of us think that we're headed towards. I don't judge people and tell people that they're going to heaven or hell. I didn't do that either when I was pastoring. I just told them what the good book said. You know, let any man come unto me and I will give him rest. That's the words of Jesus, the true Hebrew Israelite. And that's the one that I believe in personally. But I want to share with you, and Grover Washington was very much influenced by the Christian faith, though a lot of them kicked him out, like they kicked out a lot of brilliant musicians that was playing from their heart. This was a gift that God gave Grover. I don't believe he's no longer with us, but his music is eternal, and it stays with us. So let's listen to this number called Paradise from the album of the same name, Grover Washington Jr. You know, as we listen to a little Grover Washington in the background, it's a nice cut, Paradise. I'd like to talk with you a little bit about what your hopes and maybe what are some of the anxieties that you're looking forward to sharing with people for the rest of your life. I would propose this. Don't share your anxieties with other persons. I was talking with a young man the other day, and I said, you know what I'm going to do this New Year? He said, what? I think I told you this already. I'm going to repeat it because it's worthy of repeating. I said, I'm not going to judge you anymore. And he begged me to continue to do it. And I know why. Because he knew that I was going to judge him by a good standard. That I've never judged on a selfish note. That the standard of my judgment has always been based upon what will procure an honest and decent outcome. Now, I believe that all these honest and decent outcomes come from a loving disposition that comes from us recognizing what we have found in the Word of God. Listen to this. You know, you want to talk about loving and serving others. Why not start off 2021 like that? Loving. Yeah, I like that. Loving and serving others. How do we do that? Tells me in Romans chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. And these have always been some of my favorite verses in the Bible. It says, we who are strong are to bear with the failings of the weak. In other words, if you're strong in mind, strong in body, strong in understanding, help that person in 2021 reach their goals and objectives. Help them to be strong. Don't be selfish. Bear their burden a little bit. Help them out. Here recently, I helped a young man out, gave him a few dollars, and what he did with those few dollars, he opened up a bank account, and he wrote me a little note back, and he said, John, I've never had a bank account in my life, and you are the first man in my life that has helped. And for nothing in return. The young man owed me nothing. You know why? Because the Bible says to owe no man anything but to love one another. And he said, man, I have a little money in my bank account. It's mine. And he says, it makes me feel like a new person altogether. That's paradise. That's paradise. I want to continue to read this verse because it says, each of us should please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. And that's what we want to do. We want to build up people in our community. When the Bloods and the Crips to come together, the Blacks and the Hispanics to come together. And you know, I've heard some negative things about whites, but I believe that God loves all people. And when evil comes in a person's heart to do evil, wicked things, God punishes and repays that. We have to devote ourselves to love as a theme. It says, even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, man, look at this. Beautiful words. The insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. God is saying, I'll take the insults. I expect you to continue to do that, which is good, which is right. That is what leads us to paradise. You're listening to PJ, your internet pastor here, the second day of the year, 2021. My webcasts are going to be, now if you want to hear my preaching, I guess I better say this on the first webcast of the year, scroll down on my website and listen to preaching, especially the archive files. You can hear some good preaching. I want to speak to those of you that only want to hear preaching out of me. I am the same preacher. Check this out. And I want to pause my music when I say this. I am the same preacher. I am the same man that I was when I was preaching back in the 90s. And all of my life, I'm the same man. I have come to realize, I have come to the knowledge that God is bigger than our prejudice, limited, bias, escort service. That's what I call religion when it leads people down a dark path. You know, I was talking with a young man, and when I told him I'm not going to judge him anymore, and he said, no, I want you to judge me. And I said, I'm not. And I'm not. Because I want the deeds of his life to lead him to where God wants to have him. See, it's not about what PJ wants. I was speaking with my grandson. My grandson is growing up rapidly, like my granddaughter. They're grown, basically. They've had all the training, all the guidance that they needed, and now they have to put it in practice for the rest of their lives. Just like each of us have to put all of our wares in practice, how we live. Oh, that's beautiful. Inside Moves is an album I want to play Inside Moves from an album called Inside Moves from Grover Washington Jr. as we continue to dedicate this day to Grover Washington. The title track from the album, Inside Moves, Grover Washington Jr. Enjoy. Thank you. Grover Washington Jr. Nice number. Yes, inside moves, making those inside moves. How do we make inside moves with God? Now, that's the question. See, because we've learned how to make them with men, and sometimes we can maneuver men around, and men try to maneuver us around. Well, you don't have to make an inside move with God, because God says in Psalm 34, verses 15 through 18, a lot of verses, but I want to share them with you, and I think that they're pertinent for today. As you're cleaning up the house, dusting things off, washing the windows, sweeping the driveway, you got your nice headsets on, walking the dog down the street. Isn't it a beautiful day if you live in Los Angeles? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It says that the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. So if you're a righteous person living for the praise of his glory, God is watching you, and he is listening when you cry out to him. If your family is attacked by this, oh, you hear that. Okay. What is that? That's somebody blowing their horn. But if your family is is attacked by this virus, God knows that. He sees that. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, who cut off the memory of them from the earth. Now, if this plague was brought on by men to kill other men, a very dear close neighbor of mine told me that. The other day, he told me that he believes that the virus was put out by the Chinese, and the Chinese hates the United States of America. The Chinese hates America. And I said, I don't get that. Where do you pick that up from? He says, no, man, they hate us, and we've got to kill them before they kill us. I'm telling you, the horrible things I heard from my neighbor, I try to admonish him to take another approach on this. He says, because God says this, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all of their troubles. Because I was telling my neighbor, I said, I'm not going to do anything against the Chinese. I mean, I don't know why they would want to kill me because I'm an American. I mean, my government just sent me 600 ducats in the mail to my checking account. And I'm kind of happy about that. I'm not going to blame no Chinese or nobody else. I'm going to bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. That's what I'm talking about. But, I don't want to talk too much about that. Let's go to another Grover Washington number. And here's one, since we're talking about love. It's from a nice album called Wine Light. And I don't know why it's called Wine Light. Maybe I need to read the album cover here to find that out. But here's one entitled In the Name of Love. Grover Washington is our special entertainer today to entertain us with good music. In the Name of Love from the album Wine Light. Grover, 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 play for me. I think I'm gonna have a little fun with this one. Here we go. Love. the name of love. Come on now. Taking an octave higher, bro. That's all right. Yeah. How y'all doing out there? Hang tight now. That's right. Do it, oh my goodness, in the name of love. I love it, I love it. You're listening to PJ here, my first webcast of the new year 2021, and I'm enjoying myself playing this music, making it a Grover Washington Jr. Day. You will pick up on a lot of my webcasts that I will be playing more music. And I'll be throwing in some Bible verses there. And, you know, when I think about this Bible verse, I think about what I used to tell people when I was a pulpiteer behind the pulpit. I said, you know, the day that you hear the Lord tapping on your heart, trying to get through to you, don't harden yourself against that, but to open up and to let God respond to that. Isaiah 55:6 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he's near." Now, you know what? You may be saying, John, how can you say that when you're playing that secular music? It's not secular music. It's a gift of music. It's joyful music. Black people have always liked good music like that. White people, too, Hispanic, all kind of people. The arts. Grover added to us. He added to our lives. And this is beautiful when you look back and play his music. Now I'm going to play a number that's well known by most of you, because when your family comes over, you like to party off this song. This is from Grover Washington's 1981 album called Come Morning. And he did a great job when he wrote this tune called Just Plain Jammin'. So let's do a little jamming with Grover, and I want you to listen to what he's saying, because you're jamming in the name of the Lord. Listen. Thank you. Washington Jr., Jimmy, from the album Come Morning. This is PJ presenting some Grover Washington Jr. special. First webcast of the year here. As you come to my website, I want you to stay sheltered in. We got to get over this thing. You know, they got the serum out. And I told you that I wasn't going to take it, right? Back in 2020. Negative talk. I'm not going to take negative talk. I'm going to take it because if it can keep me alive so that I can continue to do what I'm doing, fine. And if it kills me, then I look at it as my time to go, because I believe in the providence of God, not in the foolishness of man, not in the fears of mankind. This is not the first plague that has hit this planet. They said that it's the worst one in the last 100 years. They have been recording plagues. And I remember when I was a kid in grade school, we used to study about the Black Plague and all the plagues that hit Europe and start killing people. And if you want to read the life of Amadeus, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, he got one of those plagues and it killed him as a young man. But I want to tell you this, and so that you would know this about God. In him, we are also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. Basically, put in a nutshell, God has everything already worked out for us, and we ain't got to worry about it. You don't believe it? Psalm 103, verse 19 says, "The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all." It's not the kingdom of Europe. It's not the kingdom of the United States. It's not the kingdom of China. It's not the kingdom of the great countries and the great continent of Africa. It is the kingdom of God that reigns over all. When I look at a picture of the planet Earth, I cannot help but to praise him. And to, you know what I like to do? I love to go on my big screen and go on the NASA station and just look at the Earth hanging out there in nothing, every 24 hours making that spin. Man, it makes me think of Romans chapter 11, verse 36. From him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Oh, I'm talking about God. I'm not talking about Biden. I'm not talking about Harris. Those of you that voted, good for you. I'm still not going to vote. I'm not going to participate in a fool's game because I'm no fool. It makes no difference who gets in. Are they going to glorify the God of the universe, the God that has made everything? Are they going to live peacefully amongst all men in this world together? You know, I said that I was going to play this song, and I may look for it. I may do that on my next webcast. I kind of like the John Lennon song, Imagine. Because when you imagine the world without all those barriers that we put up, the biases, the hatred that we humans have for one another, you know, think about your religion. What religion does your religion hate the most? And how do you show your hate for the other people that are not of your religion? Well, see, this is why, and I like jamming in the name of the Lord. What a great number from a great man. I got time for one more number, so I want to pick it and make sure that, and Grover had another album out, and I got it right here on my list, and it was called The Best Is Yet to Come. And I think that was, let me see, I think that album was 1982. Ooh, I remember 1982, people. I really do. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to end up this cast by playing the number The Best Is Yet to Come from this 1982 album by our featured artist, Grover Washington Jr. The Best Is Yet to Come. Thank you.
just believe the best is yet to come. Show me your smile, I'll fill it with laughter that will light your mind. As long as we believe the best is yet to come.
believe, like Grover Washington, the best is yet to come for those of us that love God and are called according to his purpose. Thank you for coming to Pastor John's website and for many of you that have offered up prayers for me. To my brothers that I spend a lot of time with, I just said Happy New Year to a brother that I've helped for many years in my life, and he says, thank you, John, I needed that. I still love my brothers. I'm telling you, I will always love them. Be in prayer for a special friend of mine. He's all the way in another country on the continent of Africa. We've been talking lately, and just pray for his life and pray that he'll get stronger. And I'll be praying for you guys too. Thank you for coming to my website and checking me out. Talk to you soon.